who is the King Moe Mount Carmel Center, God or man? Question number 88. Most of us have had a struggle to loose ourselves from the bans laid upon us by the church's present leadership, and it seems no more than right that we have the assurance that the Lord is directing in all the movements at Mount Carmel. May we know just how much of the work of Mount Carmel is under the direction of the Lord? Answer. A careful thinking through of this matter can end only in the realization that as God has promised to take the reins in His own hands, then that is exactly what He of necessity must be doing. Hence, all the confusion and perplexity with attendant question in criticizing and doubting over the work are irrational, inexcusable, and damaging. Satan says the spirit of prophecy has ability to suggest doubts and to devise objections to the pointed testimony that God sends, and many think it a virtue, a mark of intelligence in them, to be unbelieving and to question and quibble. Those who desire to doubt will have plenty of room. God does not propose to remove all occasion for unbelief. He gives evidence which must be carefully investigated with a humble mind and a teachable spirit, and all should decide from the weight of evidence. Testimonies, Volume 3, page 255. Moreover, no man can judge the work by his own wisdom, or by the wisdom of other human beings, for, says the Spirit of Truth, the workers will be surprised by the simple means that He will use to bring about and perfect His work of righteousness. Let me tell you that the Lord will work in this last work in a manner very much out of the common order of things, and in a way that will be contrary to any human planning. Testimonies to Ministers, page 300. It is not for you to be intimidated by outward appearances, however forbidding they may be. It is for you to carry forward the work as the Lord has said it should be carried. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 141. If each does well his part in the work that is given him to do, he will soon see that he has neither need nor capability to look after the Lord's duties, or after the work that is assigned to others. He will know that the greatest and the only right thing he can do is courageously to accept the high challenge of the angel of the Lord unto Joshua, "If thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my comforts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by." Zechariah 3:7. To present truth believers, one of the surest evidences that the Lord is leading in the work of Mount Carmel is that regardless of ceaseless opposition, paucity of laborers, and many other handicaps, the work is steadily moving onward with an irresistible power. It is, indeed, like the mustard seed. Despite its humble, insignificant beginning, the criticism and the opposition against it, and the multiform obstacles and impediments which it has had to surmount, it is awakening multitudes throughout Laodicea. It has launched the ship of Reformation, and while many have already boarded it, others are rapidly approaching the decision to seek the safety it affords. They are restudying the Bible in the divine light of the shepherd's rod. The three angels' messages have become to them as clear and sweet as a mountain stream. And those who never owned, and even those who never believed, the writings of the Spirit of Prophecy are now purchasing all the volumes. Certainly no one can thoughtfully say that such is the work of the enemy, not without attributing authorship of the Bible to Satan. If the Bible is of the Lord, the message in the rod cannot be of the devil, for it is the Bible unfolded. Never without the power of God could it have so leavened the whole denomination, for the All-Powerful One declares, "I the Lord do keep it, I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it, I will keep it night and day. Fury is not in me, who would set the briars and thorns against me in battle? I would go through them, I would burn them together." Isaiah 27:3, 4. Those who only profess to believe are here warned that the Lord knows their work, and that He has not left His workmen in the darkness concerning it. Exposing their secrets, He says, "Also, thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, Come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them, for with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And, lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice, and can play well on an instrument, for they hear thy words, but they do them not. And when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come, then shall they know that a prophet hath been among them." Ezekiel 33:30-33.